It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Well, we're talking about the greatness of Victor Wembanyama and how he's going to win all of the Defensive Player of the Year awards. And on December 27th, there was a very cute incident that transpired. Victor Wembanyama did a jersey swap with a young kid who had his jersey on. And there's a picture of Vic holding up what looks like the world's smallest jersey because he's an enormous 7'5" human.
Extra large.
And then Vic's jersey, which the kid could live in. It's very cute. It's the Spurs social media threw it up and says best jersey swap ever with a crying happy eyes emoji, Well, fast forward today on the Golden Auction sites, December 27th, jersey swap with young fan after game, Victor Wembanyama, game used photo match San Antonio Spurs City Edition jersey. That's nasty work.
That's brutal. How much are they listing it for?
I'm still trying to get it. I closed the tab. So when I was looking for it, it's could get up, they're saying, to seven figures.
Starting price is $10,000 on the auction. So,
or six figures. Why does it say seven?
Somebody gonna pay $1 million for that?
No.
Nah, dog. That is awful. And look, there, if you ever wonder why an athlete is hesitant to sign an autograph for you or even a young child, this is exactly why. This is exactly why. What, like, autograph hunters and autograph hounds.
Nasty people.
What they will do is they'll bring up and, like, they'll just flip open, like, a binder. And they're like, hey, will you sign this? And guys are like, dude, you're just going to go and sell this.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you're going to do. So oftentimes, what professional athletes will do is they'll say, hey, what's your name? And I will personalize it because personalizing it means you won't go and sell it to somebody else, right? But even worse, they'll use kids. Like, they will use kids. And I've been with guys who've been like, they see...
Oh, they do it on the rails, the visitors.
Well, they see from a distance and they go, okay, I see the guy. He hands something from his binder to a kid. And the kid comes over and is like, hey, will you sign this? And the guy will go, hey, all right, what's your name? I'll make it to you, which should be even cooler for the kid, right? Is to just get it, hey, to Johnny or whatever. They're like, you just have to sign your name. And I've been with guys who've been like, here, you could take this back over to that guy. And if you want me to sign something for you, I'll sign it for you, but I'm not signing for him.
Yeah.
And they just look at the guy like, come on, man. Like, you're going to use a kid like that?
And the answer is yes.
They do, all the time.
And they have, like you said, those binders. It's the card binders. You know, they just have, like, slotted away. And it's like...
with the little sleeves, and they'll have pictures in it. Or they'll have, like, game, like, memorabilia and stuff that they'll slide out and just be like, oh, I want this signed. It's crazy. And a lot of guys will just sign it and do whatever. But also, professional athletes, the more things you sign, the less valuable your autograph is. So they also have some awareness of that, because the fewer things that you sign, the more you'll get paid from an actual
auction house. Like, when you go do this stuff, because that's what happens. They, like, when you do, like, a the rookie card packs, what's his name, Tyson Beck, he designs, like, some, like, one of one cards.
Yeah.
And they're awesome looking. Like, he spends a ton of time and putting the, you know, like, a one of one, what do they call it, like, the they have, like, some name, like, you know, cosmic rookie card, and it'll have, like, a hologram, and it'll be their signature, and it'll be a one in a pack of, like, 50,000 Topps cards, and, like, that thing will be worth a sizable amount of money. And but it's because, particularly, it's not personalized, and it's a one of one type deal. And it's like, but if you just have stuff out there everywhere, it's crazy. But then there's also guys like Dame, who stayed after for hours.
Yeah, sign everything.
Hours upon
for
hours.
Every single kid.
Until guys were gone, always. And it's like, you know, it depends on what you want to do and how you want to do it, but it's...
I don't think you should use your kid to do a jersey swap, especially if it goes viral. Like, that's a really cool story for that kid to have his entire life, and now his parents are just taking it away from him, because he's like four.
Yeah.
4 years old. It's like...
take the picture of like the viral moment and put it inside the frame. Because, like,
that kid's gonna grow up and his parents are gonna be like, "Hey," he's gonna be like, hey, whatever happened to that jersey? They're like, oh, yeah, we sold it. Now, if they take that money, put it into account, and his college is paid for it,
bam, different story. But
pretty good.
In all reality, it's going to a Birkin bag or a vacation.
Well, if that happens, that sucks.
You know what I mean?
But what if these parents are doing that for a very good reason? Does that change your opinion on it? Like, if they put it into a trust and they end up gaining interest of this four-year-old kid,
sure.
Say they do get pays six for figures for it.
Yeah.
Not just, well, maybe by the time he's in college, it'll take $1 million. But if he gets six figures at 4 years old, he can't touch that account until he's 18 or 25 years old. That kid's going to be very, very good in life.
Yeah.
And that could be a game changer
for
him.
Sure, it could. But it's still nasty work.
Surface is not good. On the surface, it's really bad right now.
And look, you could say like, oh, well, you know, we got it. It's our choice to do with whatever we want, blah, 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 blah. Sure.
I don't think that's what he signed up for.
No. And I think when he did that swap, you know. But also, oh God, I can't believe I'm on both sides of this, but I am going to a little bit. You don't, as the signer, get to decide what somebody does with it.
No. And like, look, Wimby, I liked his response. It was just like a sad face. Like, I can't believe this happening, because this was a really cool moment for him as well. And no, it's not JJ Redick's kids. Because that was really cool. Chris Paul, Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
They gave jerseys to JJ Redick's kids after they played the Lakers on Monday night.
Knox and Kai.
And they gave them their jerseys because they had a lot of really cool stuff because their dad was an NBA player. Their house burned down.
They lost everything
in the LA fires. And Wimby and CP3 were like, we know they're going to get some really cool stuff, but we want to be the ones that restart their collection of cool stuff.
And Chris Paul is one of JJ Redick's really, really, really good best friends.
That's all. That was a cool move.
Yeah. And like, I don't care about, you know, oh, he's a millionaire, he'll be fine. And I'm like, those kids, man.
Yeah, they don't know any better. They just lost
all their stuff.
The really cool things that they've had in their life and all their toys and stuff, too.
And that's a bummer.
Would you rather have the CP3 or the Wemby? Because I think the brother that got Wemby is probably going to have the better
trade better there. I mean, especially if it was like a New Orleans Pelicans Hornet or a New Orleans Hornets CP3 jersey, that's a banger. The New Orleans Hornets New Orleans Hornets CP jersey. That's the.
I feel like if I'm betting on a kid, though, I'm gonna go
I mean, the Wemby.
I'm betting on the kid's life who got the Wemby jersey just because of the championships thing. It's like you're gonna be very successful, but you got the CP3 jersey. You know,
gonna be very successful, but also very honorary.
Yeah, and you're gonna not win championships. And maybe you're going to want to go to Los Angeles at some point. They're going to veto that.
But maybe you're going to make a lot of money.
But you're going to find your way back there.
But Chris Paul did make it to Los Angeles.
He did. Well, on the other side of town.
And I bet you his house was okay.
Yeah, it was really good. He's been living that good life.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what happens. So, yeah, don't be a scumbag when you're getting things signed. It's nasty stuff. I just saw a text on the Vancouver text line that references the Nines. And, yes, that was where teams stayed forever until the new hotel opened up. And you would see just nasty amounts of people out there just waiting for people to sign. And you still see it at the practice facility a little bit.
Yeah.
But security does a pretty good job of keeping the riffraff away.
Yeah. I mean, I think the riffraff, you want to get the autograph hounds, you shouldn't.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, the autograph hounds, no. But just, like, kids should just be able to get autographs.
Yes.
Like, I remember sending cards. Remember sending cards to just mail it to teams, and guys would either sign them or not. Shaquille O'Neal sent my card back saying with a letter that said, I only sign a certain kind of card. Yeah, dude.
Did he even deal with Tops or something, I bet?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, that's all. I was like, dang, that sucks. Really wanted this Shaq card signed.
Mm.
But my brother and I used to go in the back of the Beckett. It had all the addresses of all the teams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where we learned how to do, like, writing out on a envelope how to properly write an address in care of, you know, and to go through all of that. And we'd pop those bad boys in the mail, and we got some really cool cards back. Chipper Jones signed, like,
that's not a surprise,
a holographic card, and it was awesome. And I gave it to my sister for some reason. Ooh. She's a big Braves fan.
Oh, okay.
I regret that.
I would say that one's probably tough, huh?
I don't even know where she probably doesn't even know where that card is. I should steal that back. That was awesome.
You should find that one, see if it pops up on anything.
Yeah, you'd send them to guys like aren't really good either, and they'd like write you a note.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's one of the really cool things. Like, it's the whole, like, you know, my first baseball game and how I became a Cardinals fan. You know, I got a Polaroid with Ozzie Smith. Like, you know, it's
sure, yeah. Yeah, yeah, just write a letter, get a thing back, yeah.
It's cool. It's the fun little thing. So don't be a nasty autograph person.
That's right.
And if you want your kid to go get an autograph, let him go up there and ask. And hopefully they don't get Nancy Kerrigan.
Dang. Your kid?
No.
Galooly going to come out of security and just kneecap your kid?
No, it's a note to Brooke Oldendam, who got blown off by Nancy Kerrigan when she asked for her autograph. Nasty work.
It
don't say no to kids. Don't say no to kids. It's gross.